When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Nikki Haley altering her rhetoric a little bit, making it a little bit more pointed, and her saying something, or I guess really not saying something, that at this point for most Republicans, for most Republican candidates, has been a given. And she's not just giving that away. And I think you're probably going to see more of this from other Republican politicians. So she was asked if she's going to support Donald Trump if he gets the nomination. Now, for a long time, the standard view in the Republican Party is to bend the knee and say, yes, yes, dear leader, He's our man. He's the guy. And yes, if he gets the nomination, well, I'll support him. She didn't say that. I'm running against him because I don't think he should be president. The last thing on my mind is who I'm going to support. The only thing on my mind is how we're going to win this. That first sentence, I'm running against him because I don't think he should be president. There's a whole lot of Republicans who have been voting for Nikki Haley in these primaries who also believe that. Then the person tried to kind of ask it again and make her commit one way or another. And she said, I'm going to run and I'm going to win. And y'all can talk about support later. Right now, you can ask him if he's going to support me when I'm the nominee, is what she said. Now, let's be real. If Haley was to win, would Trump support her? No, of course not. He would say that it was somehow tricked and rigged and everything was wrong because he can't lose because nothing is ever his fault. You know, the real attributes of a leader, right? You're going to start seeing more Republican politicians do this. You're going to see more Republican politicians try to put a little bit of distance between them and Trump. Because while the polling says one thing, and he still has an energized base, the results in courtrooms, they haven't been super favorable to the former president. And there's a lot of politicians who are starting to maybe see something else in the future, and maybe see that the Republican Party needs to go a different way if it plans on winning. So it's still going to be background noise at the moment, but it's going to get more and more pronounced. Keep in mind, it's not I'm running against him because I think I'm the better candidate or I think I would do a better job. I'm running against him because I don't think he should be president. There's a whole lot of Republicans that feel that way. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.